This week in the U.S. Capitol, the House of Representatives takes up a bill to fund the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. That bill includes money to help public health officials monitor and prepare for a flu pandemic. The House will also be working on legislation you might not expect lawmakers to spend so much time on. NPR's Andrea Seabrook has the story.
The House actually does a lot more than you may hear about. Last week, Congress took up these resolutions announced by the House clerks.
House Resolution 348, resolution congratulating the University of North Carolina's men's basketball team.
Resolution supporting the goals and ideals of National Public Works Week.
Goals and ideals of National Charter Schools Week.
Global Youth Service Days.
National Community College Month.
Motorcycle Safety Awareness Month.
Oh, and don't forget this one.
House Resolution 367, resolution supporting the goals and ideals of National Train Day.
That's right, National Train Day. It was Saturday, by the way.
But we should celebrate Train Day every day.
Florida Democrat Corrine Brown, a sponsor of the National Train Day resolution. Now, lots of lawmakers have favorite causes, usually linked to their districts. But you have to ask, why hold a vote about National Train Day? New York Democrat Louise Slaughter says she knows one reason.
Well, I know why we're voting on National Train Day. We got to get the supplemental budget tomorrow.
Did you get that? The House was voting on Train Day because a committee was considering the supplemental funding bill. Sound like a non sequitur? Well, it's not. See, the leadership in the House uses those commemorative resolutions to lure lawmakers into Washington, says Slaughter.
And it's always been the assumption here that if you're not having legislative business, that everybody will go home. Everybody.
And if no one's in Washington, committees can't meet, parties can't caucus. All that business that goes on off the House floor doesn't happen. Of course, not everybody likes this system. Listen to Republican Scott Garrett of New Jersey.
With all honesty, I would prefer to be back at home in the district going to my Rotary Club meeting, my business meeting, my constituent meeting in my office or something like that, and then have a few more hours to do that than to be down here voting on some of these not as important days.
Garrett says a lot of lawmakers get exasperated when they spend more time in a week congratulating sports teams than working on more important bills. Then again, not everyone thinks these resolutions are altogether unimportant. In fact, Oregon Democrat Earl Blumenauer had a change of heart about them.
Before I came here, I was inclined, you know, oh, well, this National Pickle Week or whatever. But as I'm here, as I've had a chance myself to offer up some of these elements, you appreciate that this is an important part of the process to a lot of people.
Blumenauer says when the big business seems to be all about war and economic meltdown and flu pandemics, it's important for lawmakers to make some elbow room for the smaller things that are a part of Americans' lives, after all. So perhaps we should put away the snark and instead wish everyone a happy train day. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.